Dr. Marilyn Brown is a professor at Georgia Tech here in Atlanta. She has helped gather these numbers we're about to talk about. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Chris.
This is a new study from the organization Drawdown Georgia. It has found Georgia's greenhouse emissions declining. The pandemic came along and messed up, you know, every sort of research because of the lull and almost everything. But you guys have found that this decline really was not entirely because of pandemic times. Tell me.
No, not at all, of course. The biggest influence has probably been the decarbonization of our electricity sector. That means moving from coal plants to natural gas and uptake also of solar. So the really good news is that we're using electricity much, we're generating it better, and actually we're using it more efficiently as well.
So residential, commercial, industrial, agricultural, all down. Transportation, per this, is Georgia's now biggest source of these carbon emissions. And I was fascinated to learn that a lot of that came from trucks on the road during the pandemic.
Yes, that's right. Of course, we've all spent much more time at home. So going back to the electricity story, we're using a little more, you know, to keep ourselves comfortable and lit and efficient at home, while still using cleaner electricity, so the reduction occurs. But we're buying more online. There's more truck traffic, more miles driven, especially by mid-size heavy-duty vehicles, buses, all that use diesel. So the diesel emissions have ticked up.
How are we doing compared to other states?
Yep.
How are we doing compared to other states per this?
We're ahead of other states in general. We're ahead of the average U.S. state. We're tracking and trending to meet with ease the Paris Accord's goal of a 50% reduction in our carbon emissions by the year 2030. We're going to hit it. We may exceed it, and not every state's going to be able to.
That's great news. Now, to what do you attribute Georgia's progress compared to other states? Why are we doing better?
Well, it all has to do with where you were at the baseline. We had more coal, so we had the opportunity to retire it. Looking forward, though, we also have the opportunity to bring on some new nuclear, and that means that when I talk to you in 5 years' time, we'll also have continued to use less fossil fuels in generating electricity and more nuclear.
All right. Given everything here that you've just said in the last couple of minutes, then what does Georgia still need to focus on, and where in particular and how, maybe?
Well, we have a little bit of a disconnect in that we are leading the nation in so many areas, including the manufacturing of a lot of the new techs that we're talking about. But our citizens, our businesses are not in the lead in purchasing them. So I think we need to, you know, get some more buzz around how we can buy electric cars, that we can have a heat pump in our home, we can put solar on our rooftop. We need to do a little more of that. And, of course, everyone needs to be part of the solution. We need to help those who can't afford the expensive new gadgets to join us and assist them.
Georgia Tech professor Dr. Marilyn Brown, thank you so much for your time this morning. These interesting new numbers about Georgia's environment.